AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Senate confirmation hearings start today for President Trump's controversial pick to run the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy's cousin, Caroline, is giving a thumbs down on the nomination. Here's the AP's Nathan Elgren.
Kennedy called her cousin a, quote, predator who's addicted to power.
Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. While he may encourage a younger generation to attend AA meetings, Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. headed up a nonprofit that has sued the government over its authorization of vaccines. A federal judge temporarily blocked a plan by President Trump to freeze federal grants and loans. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says it's a review process.
There has to be a politically appointed individual in the departments or agencies who simply reviews and approves the expenditure so that we have control, democratic control, over the operations of government. This doesn't affect any federal programs that Americans rely on.
Legal experts note the president is explicitly forbidden from cutting off spending for programs that Congress has approved. Lawmakers in Florida passed a sweeping immigration bill, setting aside $500 million in public funds to help carry out President Trump's crackdown on those in the country illegally. The Brazilian government says it will create a reception center for deported migrants from the U.S. The U.K. government is backing the construction of a third runway at London's Heathrow Airport. A Hong Kong-flagged container ship exploded, traveling north through the Red Sea, sparking a major fire that forced the crew to abandon ship. Houthi rebels have frequently targeted that area. This is AP News. Lunar New Year festivities and prayers mark the start of the Year of the Snake.
The pop, pop, pop of firecrackers greeted the new year outside Guan Di Temple in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. It was followed by lion dances to the rhythmic beat of drums and small cymbals. Celebrations also took place at the historic Baowan Temple in Taipei in Taiwan. As the courtyard bell sounded, people gave thanks and prayed for health, wealth and good fortune for the 12 months ahead. Temples in Chinatown in Yangon, Myanmar, were also fragrant and dense with incense smoke as people flocked to celebrate the new year. The Lunar New Year is a celebration marking the arrival of spring and the start of a new year on the lunar solar calendar across Asia. I'm Karen Shamas.
A passenger plane caught fire before takeoff at an airport in South Korea. All 176 people on board got out safely. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.